Okay, just a little bit. We're talking the halachas of Kuf Tzadites and Rishama. Kuf Tzadites, Almi Mizamnim, Valmi Ein Mizamnim. Hashamish Shoch Kazayit Mizamnim Malof. First halacha is the Shamish, even though he has no kviyus, he eats when he's standing up. That is his kviyus, says Mishnah Berurah, studying the Rishonim. And therefore, even though he has no kviyus, that is enough of a kviyus for to be mitzaref to the other two people, and they can be mizamnim. Shout out to this halacha is Magia B'chal nowadays. Most people don't have shamashim, and anybody that has waiters, most of the waiters, generally, waiters do not eat at the same time that they're serving the food. So in restaurant, for sure they're not eating at the same time that they're serving the food. They're getting paid to serve it. And even if they're munching on something, munching on something in the kitchen, they're not eating, they're not, B'chal not eating with you. And eating chasanas, even if they're eating a whole suda or having chicken and sitting and washing, shpashas and not washing. But even if they would be, they'll occur in no serious b'chal for the people that are eating. They're not. The other shamash, it sounds like they would eat together to a certain extent in the same room as other people, just they were standing up. So that's not a kibbutz. The derech of achila is when it's sitting down. Because that has been enough of a tzir for a shamash? You wonder if that's kashas, it would be for sure it would be. No, it's not love to the issue. They're not eating the regular food of the rest of the people. They're not eating together with the rest of the people. They're eating in the kitchen maybe. Kashas eat before and they're afterwards. I don't know if it's like, yeah. Talk about that lashon of the Kavah Chaim that I call with the Fiyaz Man. Everything's telling on what the Masav is. There's no Masav. There's no Masav. So I did see the 50 Kilos before Hamer and Azor. And you saw in the Sefer, Zimun Kol Chosa, brings down to Dine Fisher, that there is still a Dine Mishamish nowadays. Saw some of the Pirish, I couldn't find the Sefer. Just couldn't see inside what it says. But it's hard for me to believe that in regular case of waiters or something like that, there is any tears. Next halacha that really comes up is Siv Gimel, Amar Gomer Mazamnim Alav Mizmanagrim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why did Shulchan Aruch say Amar Gomer? To tell you that even though the guy is Mamasha Amar Gomer, he doesn't Leikorah, Leishonim, Leishimishtam, Tamidah Chachom, he doesn't know anything. Even so, Mazamnim Alav. Why? Shloye Kolechar Hilech Ubani Bamal Asma. He's scared that if we're going to let them, if we're not going to carve them, they're going to go and do their own thing. The big shout that comes up is, okay, so what do we do with chilevim? What do we do with five people? Can you mezamen with them or not? So, the Zayt of Rafa brings that in the Sefer, and he asked Hashem mezamen. Hashem mezamen told him, yeah, you could be mezamen with them. Why not? Why? What should be the issue? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says, those, you're going to Shein Akar Kirish Mashan HaZarvit, somebody that is not Mekayim a mitzvah to say that everybody is Mekayim, Kriyash Mashan Zarvis, so then we're not going to start since Roy Rubo of Yidin, that are Yidin that are Shemar Torah mitzvah, or Kriyash Kriyashma, this guy's not. So not first, just for the one or two, three people that are going to be Brain of Mamas last night. The culture came the third of Mishu Rasha Vaivra Averitha Fahesi, the name is Amnulov, which the Bar Lacha says, even one Avera. Not only if it's a Shale, if he's not Makai Mrs. Essay. However, if he's over Aloysa, say Namashmoy, he says, Fahesi, even one Avera, a guy says somebody being over Avera Fahesi, that's something which it's Yidua, it's important to be Israel, that it's an Isser. Not, the only one we're talking about, let's assume it's Mishal Nashon Har. But in Nishal Mashanah, we're all in trouble because Chazal say Kulam Bavat Hashanah. So everybody, you might say, is Nishal and Avir. Kinira, the what we're reckoning over here is Avir, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch of the Mishnah Berurah, is Davar Mefursim. Something which is Mefursim the Isser, Im Chazer, Nevela, these type of things, Chilo Shabbat. Mefursim the Isser, even if you saw a person do it once, and it wasn't by accident that he was brushed by with his jacket and turned on the light of Shabbos. Something that he did, Lahedya, Mamezit, he knew what he's doing. And Echlami can't be Mazama such a person. So where do Chilonim from him? Pasha, through the sounds of these people, they're Mechal Shabbos from Hatsio, they're Echol and Veil to Chavis. He shouldn't be Mazama. Remember, we saw Lashon of the Rashes, and that's what the Bir Halacha brings down also. That the reason why an Amorite is not supposed to be in Zamorite in this. Since you're not supposed to be mechaber with such a person who was pasha v'lo lama, he could have learned and he didn't learn. Since he didn't learn, therefore he shouldn't be. He had the ability and he didn't, so we reckon him to be kilu first in the klala sibur. So we don't want to mechaber such a person. So that only applies to somebody that could have learned. However, chiloyim that lachar their teenage yisra says Rav Shem Zalman they weren't pasha v'lo lama. Since they weren't Pashas Leilama, and really he brings down with them. He brings down the same thing, Shem Chaim Pinchas, this the Bracha brings down, Chaim Hashem, he's on his Inshtak. So he brings down with them. However, I saw somewhere else in the time, the Chidushi Batro, Shem Chaim Pinchas, he says that in the Chanami, in the Chathila, you shouldn't do it, even though he says over there that you could. Chathila, you should be Moinei at such a matter. I looked also for the Sefer, Yeshiva seems to have it, but couldn't find it. And the Chidushi Batro, Shem Chaim Pinchas. Chaim Pinchas Sheinberg says that you shouldn't lechatchila, you shouldn't come to such a matzav, and that is what Berger told me also. Lechatchila, one should not be mezamah, then it's not it. Not kedai to be mezamah. What's the chat? I went to the teenage, so I didn't get a klara horiro. I didn't have a chance to speak to him this past week. I just ironed it out. But lechur, Mashmar says, if you look at the Be'er Halacha, it seems that the inyan of zimun is much different than other inyan. The whole inyan of zimun is a tziruf and a chibur. You be mechaber to the lashon of the Be'er Halacha. The inyan zimun who chiyuvay ba ayideish mitchila his chabur yachad la'achim. And b'shvil zeh, zohar kam kein achakech his chabur l'baruch Hashem yitzbarach la'achim. And therefore, you're not supposed to be mechaber with an amaret. The whole inyan is you're supposed to be mechaber together. Let's eat together, invent together, give haidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. So that's only you're only supposed to be mechaber with somebody that's kedai to be mechaber. Somebody's not kedai to be mechaber with. Shouldn't be mechaber with. Somebody's over there. Shouldn't be mechaber with. And I'm already shafash v'lo lama. Shouldn't be mechaber with. But meila, the Indian of even though Ken said that there are tinnik shnishba and we should try to be mechaber them. However, the Indian of Zimun, Ken said we reckon it to be it's not kedai lechatchila. One shouldn't do it. You're not supposed to be mechaber with such a person, the matzav that he is. Chorei at the kol shaki.
Obviously, you should, but then can you?
So you have to know if that's considered a tinnish nishba. Well, chorei that's past this not a tinnish nishba. Well,
yeah,
already
it's
pasha.
Do any people
who are anti-what? And they're, but they still want to be mazaman?
These people are also, you know,
the door
to
get
the
people for sure not.
Correct.
What? The people that went off? The question is, he said that they went off. Not that he was never on.
Two different types of people.
I said the person that's inside and it went off. It's very hard to give an exact guideline. The first Pashas, a guy that went off the derech and he knew what he's doing and he knew what from are. Pashas doesn't have a definition of that. Pashas, a lot of people don't have a definition. The people that Rabbi Berkowitz told the story of a guy that came over to his house with his father. The guy who was from Meisha Torah, he was from Muslim. And his father was some hippie singer from LA. The father knows exactly what's going on, right? The father knows that there is such a thing as religious people. He knows that he's just not interested in doing it. The Lashon of Rabbi Berkowitz told me, he wasn't specifically referring to this case, but he says that there's like a moment that they all have. Then if they know about it, there are people that the father don't know anything. They don't know anything about that. They don't know about Shemesh, they don't know about Shema, they don't know about Tefillah, they don't know nothing. And the Chanan, these people, they're attacked as teenage Shemesh, they don't know. But the people that do know, but they're not interested in finding out, because I'd rather live the life the way that I grew up. That's Pashas, the Azizim of a Mumar. Let me do that. You know what I mean? There are many that are not. Yeah? And then the Chanan, they can feel what you know. Ramela, if you're stuck in a matzah that you have people at your house, and it's going to be an uncomfortable situation, like they ask you before benching, isn't there something that says especially supposed to say?
Yeah.
So you could say no, but I could say sometimes. Or you could say, if you feel that you're against the wall, so you always have Hashem Zal to be Temechon, if he's a Timishin Yudha, he's such a person. And it's also, it's a suffix. It's a suffix of, if it's only three people, so passes by a suffix, when it's a suffix Zimun by three, Mishabur is Mekel, that you can be Mezamun. If you're going to have 10 people there, then you get into the Svetis. So you could be Mezamun at 10. And Mishabur has heard not to die to be Mezamun people. However, if this, keep in mind, if you have five people in your house, you have these five guys in your house, now three of them, Thakka, are not a problem, and two of them you're not so sure about. There's no problem with Mezamun once you have the team for them dancing. Like the Bir Halacha points out, it says, they would be eating by themselves, they're not that to be Mezamun. Right? Your Rabbi would have also to be Mezamun, even though we say we're not Mezamun. However, when they're one of the three people, that's when you get into the shadow. It's Kedai, not to be Mezamun, Lechatchila, according to, if it's a regular Tinim Shanizbim. I mean, you have to realize that Pashtus, if the guy is Mamash Tinim Shanizbim, he doesn't even know about the Indian Azimun. Elamai, we're talking about guys that they know is the Indian Azimun. So if they know that they're in the Zimun, that means they're already halfway clued in to what's going on in from a line. You have to know if they're considered a teenage in Israel, or if it's considered a moment. Mele Chathchila, one should not be Mezam with him. However, if he's up against the wall, sorry, he could be.
If the man of the guy who wants to be in
the Zimun, should he
truly be without a team? Is that right?
The man from
the Zimun. Have him in the Zimun?
No, you can't give him to me. Okay. Then we come to the next controversial issue. Nashim, woman being mezamen. What's the story of woman being mezamen nowadays? So, Mechava says, Nashim mezamen for Atzmon Rishuf. They have the ability, if they want to be mezamen Atzmon, they can go ahead, be woman, Rabbonotai, no mention, to say however they want it. They couldn't lechatil if they would like to. However, as the Ogre, they say it's already quotes from the Ogre, Lerinu leshamanu, Re'erlum mochum shenoyim, that the Nashim are mezamen. We saw in the places that the many Mizrahi Mizamun, the Rachashokha Mizrahi 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 point comes up for them to be mezamen is when men are mezamen. Then by themselves, that's rishus. However, when you have three men already being mezamen, then they have to add in. They have to add in the two tents. They also have to be mezamen. They have to answer also. And mainly, you have a few people by the two men by the two, though. The wives, the woman, also have to answer. And mainly, what happens when you get to? It's more common by chassidim, maybe. Shal shavit, you go to. Or Friday night, you go to Tish halfway through the Zuzim. So you have three men there, and Mechoyim is Zimun, then the men go to the Tish. So you left the other woman by themselves. So, if they want, like, I have their book, so what do they do? They can be Mezamen if they want. Mind you, that's not the many most people are not Mezamen, even though in this Chayiv, out the men, they're ready Chal HaChiv on them, but since they're by themselves, the Maaseh at the end of the day is many examples. Mezamen, look at the Pesukei Teshuvah, they give a longer list of Heterim, Stadim, Mahokah, in such a case. Once there's ready Chal, Achiv, out the men, the men aren't there anymore, give Stadim, why it shouldn't be a problem.
Well, it wouldn't be a problem if the men leave. The Kalim is going to see men, should they mention
Chiv, or no, so it could be that they could split up even when they're there, Mishabur has decided that once you have three women, they could split up. The women have the ability to, once they're in the sky, and also the men, so they can split up and have their own, chalik their own three people by themselves. So you only have two women. How could they leave in the first place? Yes, they're retarded. There are different theories. They can be Semech on the Bach, the Bach is the Tafka at the end of the two, different Rupak like that. They give a different theory.
So
that's
not the case where they're even separately
positioned? No, eating together, but they leave in the middle of the two, though. They're in the Schayev together of the men, but now the men left. And they still retain their Chiv. So if it's only one or two ladies, there is no Chiv. The question is, how could the men leave in the first place? They give a theorem how they could do it. But the Ikaron, in the case, when Moshe talks about it, he says, you should keep bear in mind, he says, during the week, it could very well be that women are in the star for the Zimun Bechal. Even if there's three men, they don't have to have no Chiv to answer, because they're busy the whole time. They're busy eating the food and serving and changing this one, and changing this and that.
They know
what's in the Shamish,
right?
They know what's in the Shamish? Could they ever be that they're still eating at the end, even when everybody else is not eating, and they're not touching the cloth at the same time, they're busy just taking care of dessert. They were never recalling it together at all.
And that's not what their
Kriyas do. That's not what their Kriyas do. The Kriyas are how they eat. Pashas is when they eat, they're better than the Shamish, because they're sitting down. He says, Harvey's mind that it is the get them even during the week. He says, Ken's not even going to during the week. But he says, on Shabbos, L'chor, you have their eating together, the whole family is eating together. The woman in the sky is even machos the men. The Mela, she goes in to put away the dessert, and inside the bench, you have to call her. It's the bench. She's Mukhuyev. She's Mukhuyev is Badavar to answer, just like the men. The Mela. What's that? No, and they don't have to. If there's a reason why she's out, and she's it's like by a gadol. A lot of the gadol that comes. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Zim Rishala." In Masu B'Sudasi, Imi Chayav Maham to Malav Atchik B'Sudasi. This Shu Mevara. It's taking a long time because they don't have to wait for him.
There's some people. Before they can finish the meal now, or she goes out.
If you could take care of her chiv, that's the best. If not, no. To find two other people? No, fair enough. There's two other ladies?
No, two ladies
in there.
The
fair enough, also. Fair enough. Very sure, it's a especially nowadays, meaning it's not to be the Zaman like that. To find another lady to be Mekhaim in this room, which one else?
Because it's not the same,
won't be a friend in the moment.
Let's get three women together.
Then
it's not
the Mishu. In the case where you have three women together, they have Mishu. It's not the Mishu. They want Mishu. It's not the Mishu. Noshim is zamlis lachem rishus. It's only when they're together with men, then they become the chayiv and the zimun that the men are on. Only three men make the chayiv. Sorry, three?
Three ladies.
The her or not? I don't know if they're in the time anymore. It depends what the situation is. If they're missing because they didn't finish eating with them, so can they, we don't reckon that as a chiv out the chiv out the men. If they have their own chiv because they weren't inside out the men and punti off, we left at the same time and they came back in the chlamet, they should be. Do they have to? So once again, in the case where it's only women by themselves, the meaning is not to do it. Even if they became the side of the man, the meaning is not to do it. Sif Yud, Kotan Shigil and Reza Putin. The Machaber Paskins, like the Pasha Gemara, like the Rif and the Rama Paskins, that you could be Mitzarif, Kotan to the Zimun. So Zimun of three people, you Mitzarif a Kotan. Or 10 people. Tashal, exactly how old? 6. 7, 8, 9, or 10, could be even 6, but Pasha 7, 8, it could be Mitzaref. However, Ashkenazim go like Ramah, that's when he's Bar Mitzvah. The only question is, what happens? He goes to his Friday's house, and he's there with his 7-year-old son, and he wants to be Mitzvah. So What do you do? You hold that you can't be mezamim. He holds that you can be mezamim. So Zayt the Bracha brings down from Hashem mezamim. It's not a problem. What's the big deal? Be mezamim. You say, Baruch Hashem, Shalom Shalechinu. Not a problem. The only problem is, what's that? No, they give you the medal. Yeah, in the chanami. The question is if a katan can be mechayim. Can be one of the people that's mechayim. A katan can be mezamim. The question is considered mechayim. Very good. However, let's say you have 10 people. You have 9, 8 tzvayim and zero, 1 katan, and 1 Ashkenazi guy. Or 2, probably 3. And they want to be mezamim. So there you have to be maskei shem Hashem. Should be maskei shem Hashem. According to you, you're supposed to, any Ashkenazi holds it, you're not supposed to be mezamim ala katan. So he says to Shem Zalman that you should, you could answer also. However, you should answer quietly. And you shouldn't say shem Hashem. Probably just the reason why you answer quietly is that no one should hear what you're not saying Shem Hashem. But it's not maskia. Akol day after Ashkenazi Shire. I mean, they don't have to ask Shem Hashem. You hold that you're not supposed to be mitzvah to one, so you shouldn't say Shem Hashem. You won't say Shem Hashem. You could be mitzvah against them. It's not a problem. In economics, not a problem. No, he says you shouldn't be mezamim. You should not be mezamim like this, so then you're going to get yourself into trouble. You're going to say Shem like Mahon Hashem. What's the retribution? Oh, by three? By three? What? I don't know if it makes a difference. Very good.
Okay.
I think it says that the Sfarad Yishun. I think it's pretty sure that it says it's the Sfarad Yishun. But, bad thing is good. You hold that it's not. It could be Yishun. I think it says that's the Sfarad Yishun. I think it says over there that it's the Sfarad Yishun. You hold it's not a Kishul Bracha. The Shabbat are not a pasuk nowadays. We'll see if that's the end of Rishal. However, once he turns 13, even Ashkenazim are asking that even the day he turns 13, he could be mezamim. You don't have to ain tarach b'dikas mishmuda says since it's only dinder rabbanim. Zimun is only dinder rabbanim. You may have to receive a chal chazaka. However, those that hold they're choishish for the tishta of the chazanish. The chazanish hold that zimun is dinder raisa. But maybe they say that you should not go and give to somebody's bar mitzvah, or without bar mitzvah, to be mezamen on the day of the 15th, because you don't know for sure that he has shtetaret, and ain't same chanel chazaka for their eyes. Mr. Brewer goes, right, plays some hole, and that's when Mr. Brewer passes the maitha, and then holds in his name, they're abon. Really, could be same chanel chazaka, that he's a gobble. However, according to Chazanish, they're also his name is their eyes, so you shouldn't be going with the same chanel chazaka.
And what age did it pass the shot?
20, I don't know. When he has, the official, yeah, the official.
Yeah,
it doesn't have official. It's not easy. It's not easy. You can see that he has. But yeah, and the minig is, however, the minig is, I think the Aruch HaShulchan says the minig is dafka to give the bar mitzvah to be mezamen. Can you hear like the Mishnah Berurah? So it's not a problem to give the bar mitzvah. The way the Mishnah Berurah asks. So then there are bottom, you say it on a chazaka. Last halacha here in Kutsari says, the Rambam brings down, V'chirish v'shoyite imechavlim u'mevinim mitzvachim nezimu apa b'shein achirish shoyim ha'abracha. As long as the chirish v'shoyite are mechavlim, even though they're not shemea, that's enough. So, you have to see the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not talking about a sheik ha'gomor, it's not talking about a chirish, it's talking about a chirish v'davrein ha'shemea. However, we see such a mussing that even if you're not shemei lebracha, you could be mitzvah. So what's the story with the guy who's sleeping? If a guy is sleeping, you want to be mitzvah instead of zimun. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Nun Hey, when he's talking about the halacha of being mitzvah for a sleeping guy to a minion, he says over there that you could be mitzvah of such a person. However, one of them, one guy who's sleeping. However, he says, the Mechavah says that already. And Nun Hey says, well, so you mitzvah of one guy who's sleeping. However, the Talmud will be chadash afele. You should wake him up, and if you can't wake him up, at least you should be mitznami. Should be enough that he knows what's going on. Nimloy nim tivloy tir. You could answer if you ask him his name, he'll be able to answer. If he's not being mitznami, the berelach says he's vlad sarachin over there. Whether or not you can be mitznami, so at least you gotta every few minutes give him a little jab in the side to make sure that he's still mitznami. If you want to be mitzvah for a, they're talking about a zimun of asara, zimun of asara. To be mazker shem Hashem. That is kuf tzadik tes. Reish Aleph, Mila Mevarech. Says Mechaber, Godel Mevarech, Afilu Bala Tzeri. The Godel should be the one that's Mevarech, even if he came at the end of the Suda. However, it must be the Mishif HaKotel Mevarech Hashem. V'ani Mila Kshin Shom Mereich, Avam Yesh Shom Mereich, Hu Mevarech Afilu Bala Bala Tzeri Zolom Menu. First is you give to a Godel, if you have a bunch of people sitting together. Give to the Godel, if there's no Bala Bala. However, if there's a Bala Bala, then you have to give to the Reich. If there's a Baal Bayis here, and there's people that are his origin, we really have to give to the Reish, the Reish of the Baruch. However, the Ramah says in Tzalfayim Tev, that on Leila Seder, the meaning is, that the Baal Bayis himself should be Mevarech. The reason being, because it says, Tzorei Vayin V'Yivarech. And the Baal Bayis on Leila Seder is considered a Tzorei Vayin. Why? Because it says, Odechem Yezavechem. And since he's inviting everybody to eat, it's considered a Tzorei Vayin. Mela says it's a Tzorei Vayin, he's the one that should be Mevarech, even if you have an Reish. Even though generally you're supposed to give Tereh, let's say that you're supposed to bench by yourself. However, as Mishnah Berurah points out, if you didn't, nothing happened. However, there is a minig to do such a thing. Similarly, you find that there's a minig to give to specific people at other times. Pidgin HaBen bring down that it's a minig to give to the Kohen who was Poid at HaBen. Similarly, on Bris Milah, it's a minig to give to the Moel. Generally here in Israeli, the Moel does not stick around. But some say to give to the Tzaddik. And just like you said before, in Bar Mitzvah, the minig is to give to a Bar Mitzvah. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, he says, it's a son Dalit, that if there's an Areach, the Areach Mevarech, then Yeshom Kama Orchim Tolod Yidayt Yishom Baal Abayim, Vafilu Litin Nekotin Shebehem. If there's a number of Orchim, the Baal Abayim is allowed to decide who he wants to give it to. He can even give it to the smallest of the Orchim. He doesn't have to give it to the Gadol. Kumtai, it's this whole din of Gadol that we said that the Gadol is Mevarech, is not because there's no Baal Abayis here. You have a bunch of people sitting around. You have Bachum Suda, and there's 50 people there, and just guys, give to the Gadol, each one that is Mevarech. Once you have a Baal Abayis, the Baal Abayis is the one that decides who it goes to. Even if it's a small, bring such a smach from the Sharet, you bring the smach from the Mice and the Gmar. The Gmar says the Mice with Rebbe was sitting together with his two Dalmidim, Reb Chiya and Rav. Now Reb Chiya was bigger than Rav, was Gadol than Rav, and Rebbe gave Rav to wash, to bench. Vice versa, but the Baal HaBayis, even though the Baal HaBayis, first of all, he's two things. If the Baal HaBayis, even though he's a Gadol, he's allowed to give to someone else, gives to the Reach, and he's allowed to give to the Reach with a Kotan. Even though the two Archim, one is the Gadol, one is a Kotan, he's allowed to give to the one that's smaller than the second. However, it could be the Bir Halacha says in Mefakvik on the Din. I don't know why he says in the Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha Mefakvik. In the Bir Halacha Mefakvik, he says, Ken Zan, if you have a bunch of Orchim, so what right do you have to go ahead? In a Chanam the Baal HaBayis says to give to the Reach. Give to the Reach, they should bench you. What right do you have to take it away from the Gadol? You have a Gadol and a Kotan, give it to the Gadol. It's not sure. However, in the Mishnah Berurah, it says him. In the Chari, Ken Zan, maybe Alpidus Mishnah Berurah. That's why in many Sudas they're not dafki give it, they're not makbe dafki to give it to the Gadol. By Chasano, they don't go around finding the Sadek Dusha, find the biggest Shiva, the Gadol every single time, that he's the one that benches. They give it usually to uncle, to somebody, some relative, right? That they didn't get a keyword underneath the Kufa, the ones that didn't get the keyword underneath the Kufa, they're the ones that bench. The Sadek Dusha is usually not there. Generally, you should give it to the Kain. You should give it to Kain Bachal, you should give it to Kain. But in these cases, very often they're not makhla to give it to a gadol. There's no kain. If there is a kain, if the gadol is bigger than the kain, you don't have to give it to the kain. You give it to the gadol, not to the kain. So people are not makhla on that. Ken Zan, because once there's a Baal HaBayis there, and whoever paid for the Suda, he's considered a Baal HaBayis. The male, he's the one that decided to go to. I'll pay the sum of the Mishnah Berurah, and you give it even to the kain. Baal HaBayis doesn't have to give it to the Kohen.
Once
you say the Baal HaBayis, then you give it even to the Kohen, then also
to the
Kohen. The Shadid, why should we be able to do that?
It's not
the Kohen. Yeah. If you have a Kohen there. Kohen. However, there is a Levush that says like this. The Kol Zeh, all these dinim of giving to the Gadol, the Chulul, Kol Zeh Medini Derech. והנה אם מה קמידים בכל זה, ואולי אתם נמצאים בעל הבית, ואולי מלואי, זהו גודל והוגון, ובעל הבית צריך לברך למי שירצה במקרה בעלמו, בלי שמקבל את גודל הקלטון, הוגון אין הוגון. The meaning nowadays is, this guy, the bad guys decide, oh, I'm going to give it to this guy, because this guy's a golem. The orphans call out, oh, that guy's a golem, come on. That guy's a golem. Another guy says, that guy's not a golem, he's not going to eat in the shackles this morning. That guy's a golem. So they're going to get a big fight. The man says, the Lavush, the bad guys give this to the guy, then he decides, then they fight, then they pay this, of who's the golem, who's the custom. And then it's another smash. Why people are machmed to give it after to the golem. Another reason could be, because nowadays there's no real Indian Zimun. Since the whole Indian Zimun Lechatchila was to bench and be made to the Olam, so there was a kibbutz to give it to the Gadol. But over here, where everybody's benching by themselves, there's not such a kibbutz to give it to the Gadol. However, Mishnah Berurah does point out that still nowadays it is considered a kibbutz to give it to the Gadol. He still mentions, I don't know, because why else is the Mechaber bringing it down? Does Mechaber, even though everybody's benching by themselves, he says, there still is an Indian to give it to the Gadol. The Prima Gadol says the whole Indian of giving it to Gadol is out to Lay Plum. Whereas Mishnah Berurah understands that there still is an Indian of kibbutz, then he should be the one that's being mezamen. But Lamaisa, since that's not the real Indian Zimun, people are more makel in that aspect. Mishnah Berurah, Sefer Adin Zayin, he says that when the Malabai wants to be mevatar on his bracha and bench by himself, he's allowed him. Vuadin, Shiach Alitin Levarach Misha Yirtza, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu Dafilam Echad Semechal Shulchanu, Mishal Leit Dibmei Mezernu, Shoi Tehim Tehach Havar Malabai. The Baal HaBayis has the ability even to give it to somebody who's going to give the benching to somebody who's not going to have a chiv to give the, even though the whole part is supposed to give it to the Reich, is that the Reich should be meant to Baal HaBayis, but the Baal HaBayis wants to take it away from the Reich. He wants to be involved in his bracha and give it to, and bench by himself, or give it to somebody who's not going to bench him in the first, not going to have a chiv to bench him. Who is such a person? A guy that's paying for his meal comes over, puts down the 20, says, alright, all you can eat. Such a person doesn't have a chiv to bench the Baal HaBayis. If you go to a restaurant, there's no chiv to say the Brit Baal Bais when you're benching for the restaurant. However, let's say you go to a restaurant, somebody takes you out of the restaurant. So someone's paying for your suda. Then you have a chiv. In Echanami, you don't have a chiv to bench the restaurant owner, but you have a chiv to bench the guy that took you out for the suda, because he's the Baal Suda. Now, what do you say? So Berger told me that he was once taken out somewhere, I think he was a bar. He wanted to know what to do. The Rav Adas was there. And he asked Rav Adas, where was this? It was a restaurant. Okay. It was many a year ago. He asked him what to do. Rav Adas told him that even an Ashkenazi in such a situation to say the bracha that the Sfarim say, which is the Hirasim, it says the Russian, the Sfarim say is Yisrael Shlevesh Balabayas, Balatudo. Since you should say Baal HaSudah, you're such a Levesh Baal HaSudah, but Lamaisa is not the Baal HaBayis, but the one that's telling the gal for the food. Maybe that's what you should do, and that's what he does. That's the richtige thing to do. It's not the Baal HaBayis, but he's the Baal HaSudah, but maybe you should say Baal HaSudah HaZeh. Maybe that Lachar applies to any chasana you go to. Any chasana, any bris, any anything. You should have to say, Uyivarech Ez Baal HaSudah HaZeh. I think the Kaf HaChaim says that if there's, by chasana you should say Baal HaSudah, because it depends who's telling the gal. Pashas here and there still, it's the hospital in there. You should have to say Baalei Atuda, give them a Yerot. Not only that, if you're in Yeshiva, you also, there's a Baal HaBayis, not to be the Baal HaBayis, if she was Mir. Melo, you should, especially in such a time like this, where he's sitting in America trying to shop Gelt for us, you could definitely use an extra few brachas of Baruch Baal HaBayis. Pashas goes after the chiv of the moment, of the branching. But it doesn't hurt to say the bracha. The question is, do you have a chiv? If it means that, it means dafka then. Even though she doesn't even, huh? My brother seems to understand that it was a chiv, I think. What? Who says that it's dafka? Who says that it's dafka? What is it dafka? There are those that say that it's dafka. Where do you say that it's dafka? So I need to be ashamed that it's dafka to Baal Abayis is there. Baal Abayis is made to be mine. You have to make a Baal Abayis for Baal Abayis. What's that? The dafka to Baal Abayis is made to be mine. Those, there are such things. You should do it anyhow, but what's that? Ah, it's actually on the zan. One second, we'll get that in there. Okay. Not only that, but a person passes, it's meduik mavur in the Magen Avraham, that a person has a chiv, he says that somebody has bnei beisai, also has a chiv to bench whoever's selling the food. The parents, whoever it is that's giving them the food, they have a chiv to give a. They're eating their house, they have a chiv to say brachas b'al abayis. Now, most people are not married that way. Not sure why. I would venture to say that the same b'chad b'sharatim. Sharatim says the tif in Oitzi Dalet. Since the Kim Zayin is whole din, referring to the last din, that said, Mi shenoytzim le levarech, meinu levarech makati yom, and he says Kim Zayin, the din does not fly nowadays. Why? Because Tayyim Shabalav Hachi Aminig Eto Kole Reich Lema Rachmun Yivarech Zabal Abayez Hazeh and Yidayim Shayach Tal and Yizeh. The whole part is that you're not supposed to be Messar, not the bench. They're giving you the bench, you should bench because you're going to bench the Zabal Abayez. If you bench the Zabal Abayez, because the Zabal Abayez benches you. No bench the Zabal Abayez, the Zabal does bench you. But anyhow, you can bench the Zabal Abayez. Even if you're not going to be the one that's Mazam, and nowadays everybody thinks that Rachmun Yivarech Zabal Abayez Hazeh, the Mela, passage that doesn't apply to this whole din of having a chiv, that's what you can say to yourself. There is a loss in it, so you say you're up and the more brings down. The passage is written, your chiv of benching the Baal Abayis, just to say you're up and you're up and the Baal Abayis is it. The Mela, if you're in if children by their own parents' house, they can passage be sent up on that. The verse is, Avi Mori Baal Abayis is there. Kedemeh.
But if
you just say the Alayis, then you have to. If you just say the you have to. Which brings us to where Taka is supposed to say it. Where are you supposed to say the bracha of Birchas Baal Abayis? So Master Vitri and the Kolboy and the Chaim and the Yavis, among others, they put it after Harachman Yivar, Shmuz Ben Hachomet, right? At the end. If you look in all the benchers and all the Siddurim and everywhere, that's where they put it. After the Harachman by Poor Baal Maron, after Yishmuz Ben Hachomet. That's where they put it. However, the Brisker Daik in the Rambam, it's Evan Ozel, also makes it, he has it in the Sefer. He says that if you look at the Rambam, Paribbeis Lachazayin, the Rambam says, referring to the fourth bracha, when there is an Arab, the Maisiv Ba, in the fourth bracha B'Shur Ba'alamayin. The Maisiv in the bracha, the fourth bracha for the Ba'alamayin. But Daik, the Vice says, I remember I was going to Bachar, and they gave me the bench, and afterwards, and I said it after Yeshua was in the Chomet. And they tell me, why do you say that? It's the Rambam. It looks like the Rambam. Shows me. Moisei Bob Raha. Very nice to talk to the Rambam. Why is that? The Rosh Chaim, I think, is already there. The Rosh Chaim and Kolbei, let's say they say after Yeshua was in the Chomet. The Moisei, the Rambam does say that. That's the Evan Ozan Badaik. It's the Chilat of that Raha. And that's how the Briskers do it. They say, right after Ayah HaTreinu, they say Yerotin. And so far, the Evan Al-Azim thinks so far, would say that you shouldn't even say Amen after Ayah HaTreinu. Because it's the Chilek of that Bracha. I'm not sure why you don't say Yehi Rotin. Same way that you're not supposed to say, by the Briskers of the Torah, don't put up, you say Vaharev No. Because it's not a second Bracha. It's the Chilek of the Bracha. So you shouldn't say Amen there, you say Vaharev No. So I think, I don't know why you don't say Yehi Rotin. No Shachet, anything you're saying before him. Okay. But it is Zichron Meduik in the Rambam, especially if you look at the rest of the halachas over there, it's talking about other things that you say. Can you hear from the Rambam that all you said was up until I had training? So when I first heard this, I said, of course, that there is no other bracha, so where else is supposed to say? But he says other things, he says by Shevet brachas, you say it after the fourth bracha. So, and here he says, Moisiv Ba bracha. So each, Zayik Moshen is over there, Zichron Meduik is supposed to say it as a chilek of the bracha. What to do in the Maisa? Sure, you can do it either place. Ezra Berkowitz said it used to be everybody used to say it after Yeshua and Hamas. He says, but nowadays it's in style to say it after Ayah HaTreinu. So I guess if you do what you want. Sure, if you didn't say it after Ayah HaTreinu and didn't say it after Yeshua and Hamas, you can say it after you finish benching. I don't think it's not going to say it anywhere. The bracha. You're supposed to bench. Pentru balalaie. What then? I don't see why it hurts. I hear it that it's the same when they give you as a chelik of birchas hamazon, but I don't see why it should make a difference. Zecher not a bracha levatol, not a. Why? No.
For
if the wife says for the husband? What bench do they have? Really? I don't know. Yeah?
I can bring that and then bring that to the
husband. It's very kind. I don't see what the story is to say, especially if you generally say what? I mean, if a father is sitting by a son's house, well, her and his mommy, sure. But I don't know if a wife has to, every student has to say her husband because you should think, ooh, look, wow, what? I always wonder why they had Baal Sabai. If there is a just Baal Sabai, it's just by a woman. Yeah. There's no specific bracha that it says, it just makes a Baal Sabai. But in a Hanami, if she's a Baal Sabai, it's making a Baal Sabai. Does it mean? And why does it mean?
Pasti.
Tfilas Kol Tzeis. Does it? I never heard of this thing before in my life. What's that? Does it? The Baruch Hu Baruch Shemayim too. Okay. This last halacha over here is really not 100% negiah to this. The halacha is that he's supposed to be maxim the kohen. This is a kohen. He's supposed to give him the bench. Unless the Shol Tam Chacham. Shol Tam Chacham comes before a kohen. Kohen Gadol Amar. And, however, if the kohen is a Tam Chacham and the Shol Tam Chacham, you have to give it to the kohen first, else the kiddushin. Not only that, even if the Shol is a bigger Tam Chacham than the kohen, still there is a mitzvah, the Chachilah, Bach says, to give it to the kohen of the kiddushin. However, by Na'amar Arutz, it seems that there is no mitzvah of kiddushin. The way the Tchinus says it, there is no mitzvah of kiddushin by Na'amar. Now, this din of kiddushin does not apply merely to Birchas Hamazon. It applies to a number of different things. It applies to Netachil Bereish, anytime that the guy is sitting around, he gets you serve him first. You bring the food to the table, you serve him first. So much so that I actually heard a broken son speak, giving a shiur about Lach of the Kiddush thing, and saying that there's some remain that I'm offered in the cheder to give to the kid who was occurring first. The shayla one that not applies to the ketanim also. We didn't apply to the ketanim. You have to give to the giving of king, give it out to the occurring first. So much so, can then you have to be offered. Now, the Magen Avraham, there are shittas that hold maybe it's only the Rabban, but Magen Avraham is passionate that it's the Raisa. So if there are shittas, there aren't shittas, it's l'chor, maybe it's fakely enough, that l'chor is a suffix that arises, so l'chor you should have to be makbid these things. Any day why people aren't makbid, the Magen Avraham says. Maybe because yichus, I'm not sure if they're yichus. However, if you could be makbid, why not? Get a mitzvah. Give him first. Not only that, there's a din, also, Tev Rakhtam Alim, the Mishnah Berurah says, Gam Kim Yisrael, Mim Shav Mechachim, Al Mubir, Ozin, Ba Maisim, Mechim, 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 you don't have a kohen, you have a levi by your tzudah, how are you going to the levi? Similarly, if you have get two alonim in your mail for tzedakah, one of them is halevi, another one is just a regular Yisrael that needs money. The chur, you have money to give to one of them. The chur, you have to give to the levi first, and they kumtei with him. I guess you have to see the different mikrim to see if one is to go up or one is whatever it is. What? It's a tzedakah. It's a tzedakah. Yeah.
Right.
By crane you have a chiv. By
crane there's no
coin of shoulder. That's true. Because this is by the chamil, because you have there's a certain seder and shul that if you don't have the seder, so then it's just by the chamil. Here, there's an inning to be marked by Levi also. There's always the crane which comes first before the Levi. If you don't have the crane, so then it's by the chamil. Dam the halachas of, for those that are interested in seeing, the basic halachas of Kiddushin are in Tuf Chav Ches, at the end of Tuf Chav Ches, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a few of the halachas. The machlokes over there, whether or not a kohen has the ability to be meichel, the story that the Brisha brings down, so I think Mordechai is quoting it, a story with Rabbeinu Tam, that there was once a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, who's washing the bin tamtin. So a different who is and this tamun is a kohen. Different tamun has a bin tam. What's that? Is that you're allowed to be mishtamash the kohen. So bin tam told him, bigdan alein, kedushas an alein. Ain bigdan alein, in kedushas an alein. That the only time that there's a problem to be mishtamash the kohen is after in the times of the Beis Hamikdash when there was kedusha and their kohen. They had that big day kuna. Now there's no big day kuna, it's not a problem. So the Talmud asks, you should be able to do anything with the kohen. You should be able to be mishtamash. You shouldn't have any milah. You shouldn't be first in the Beis Hamikdash. You should be in any day of Mikdash, first in the lady, first in anything. Didn't know what to say. Says the Talmud was dumbfounded, but whatever, didn't answer. Says, still Achabo Rabbeinu Peter. And he answered and he said that if the kohen is meichel, then there's no mitzvah. Mela, since the Talmud wanted to be meichel, therefore, there's not a problem, and Bein HaTam didn't do anything wrong, and a kohen has the ability to be meichel. However, the Shabbat is he allowed to be meichel if he has no anachamet? If you're gonna, can you ask him to be your barber? So if you're gonna pay him, so of course not. Of course he is. He's allowed to be meichel, even though maybe, well, barber's not really considered something of design. Ask him to do something for you, but if you're gonna pay him, and he gets anachamet, so then the Chacham is not to do it. Or, he says, Afilu b'chinim l'adam choshev shu chavetz l'shamashay. V'nenem is that. Or, if he's getting enough to be m'shamash somebody, he's glad to do it. That's the chayr coming off this ma'is Rabbeinu Tam. However, if he's not, if he doesn't have enough from it, there's a shaila whether or not he could be Avalim ein lo yishum hanom izeh in yachol limchol da'af agav dekovet yachol limchol shimish inin shal bizayinu v'toyv l'hachol l'chachol. Says Mishnah Berurah, then it's Chochet, Lahachmer Chatzchila. If he doesn't have enough from it to be mishtamish with him, or shimush, that shimush be'etim is considered something shall be zayin. No, her mekayin is amar. It doesn't have a din mikdash. That's what it sounds like. I don't want to pass him, but that's what it sounds, definitely sounds like. There's no need of kiddash. Mishtamish be'em shiris bezuyis, bevadi yesh lizor, to be mishtamish be'em shiris bezuyis. So make him clean the toilet. Yeah. In your dirham, everybody's got to clean something. Make him clean the toilet in the dirham. I don't know if that would be mutter. However, if he wants to take that on as a job, that's not a problem. Shaitan available the shirk about the star of Brias. That's something that he wants to do, that he's mechuyev to do. And Chacham is allowed to do such a thing. It's not a problem be'etim for him to do such a thing if he wants to do it. He's getting paid to do it. However, to make him do it, that one should not do. Now, lechera, anything which is not chesed, also a kohen is allowed to do chesed. So if he's standing over there, next to the stender, and on the stender is a sitter, and you need the sitter, you're allowed to ask the kohen to pass the sitter. It's allowed to do chesed. The question is, where exactly do you draw the line between chesed and how much is it a chesed for him for me to ask him to go shopping for me? It's chesed. So you have to know exactly where to draw the line. But one thing is, I'm not sure that they're off. I don't think they could. I don't. Who takes out the garbage? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're there. You have to learn more about me in the city of Kedashi, Bez Hashem, this week, right there, from Sun Design, and the Mars, Manchester Malawi.
We can have sick of a woman, don't we?